Blog Talk Radio.
This is Monday Night Fallout with your host, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome to the show, Fallout. We have a very special show for you tonight, WrestleMania Fallout, as we are on the heels of WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, this is WrestleMania Fallout. Can I get some applause, please? So, did anybody watch the show tonight? Did you watch the show to see? I got, the board is lighting up as we speak. So, first of all, let me introduce the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big surprise to me because we have the one and only, the UWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Dragon, Hollywood Tony P.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. My cat just took a shit.
Oh, hell. Is it
smelly? How are you doing tonight, Tom? I am the champion, and the house now smells like cat asshole. And speaking of cat asshole, we have a call, Minister.
Oh, bring him in. Bring him in. Bring him in.
Caller.
Who we have?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Minister Christian from Philly.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Philly Nilly Christian. From Philly. Philly Nilly with the chili on the whimmy. Christian from Philly.
Should have took
going
the over-under. Should have took the over-under, Minister.
What's going on, Christian? How you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. I can't say the same for WWE.
Oh, can't say. Just got sold out this week. Or bought out, or whatever the hell you want to say. Vince McMahon looking kind of strange now, looking like Adams from the Adams family. Did you happen to see that champion?
The mustache.
Well, I guess you saw that champ, huh?
He's going for the Walt Disney look. I think it's very, very interesting. I can't wait for the champion, Conor McGregor. I have a lot to say about that and WrestleMania and whatever, so maybe we could each talk about, just overall this week and what's going on, because... And then we can delve into it. I don't know. That's my thought.
Indeed. Okay. So the number is, we've got a new number, by the way, since the last time we did this. So the new number is 515-605-9753. Feel free to call in. We're taking any and all callers, by the way. Not that, anybody's listening, but at least not yet.
And if you're a troll caller, we're hanging your ass up immediately if you're a troll caller. We don't tolerate fucking trolls on this program, right?
Only orcs and hobgoblins. Fuck those trolls, only orcs and hobgoblins, and sometimes a hobbit if they eat you out of house and home.
Yeah,
right fuck on, those
right
trolls.
On. So, shall we get into the show? Are you guys ready to do this?
Yeah, let's dive right in.
I think that you should ask Christian first for his opening statement, and then I'll make my opening statement, and you can make your opening statement, and we'll see.
Well, let's have it. Christian, let's give your opening statement on WrestleMania, if you will.
WrestleMania. My opening statement is never do two nights ever again, because every year has been a fucking pattern. I don't know about you guys, but it's every fucking year that night one is always successful than night two. It's always been that way. I don't know why. I can't believe they could book one night better than the other night. It's a fucking abysmal. It's a disaster. That's my opening statement.
I mean, you know, to respond to that, you know, in hindsight, that is exactly what's been happening every single WrestleMania that's been, you know, two nights. What are we at, a third one, fourth one, third one, I guess, maybe?
I lost count.
The first show has always been, historically, has been better than the second show. And, of course, that was, you know, the case again this year, in my opinion. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it moving on. Let's get the Dragon, Hollywood Tony P, your opening statement on WrestleMania 39.
Was that the number? I don't know. I haven't paid much attention. The saddest thing about WrestleMania 39 is the only thing that's really come out of it is the fact that Roman Reigns won and Cody lost. Like, that's the only thing I know. I couldn't, maybe, oh, Sammy and Kevin, but hey, wait a minute, everybody. I thought Sami Zayn was supposed to win the title at WrestleMania. What a great championship win he had at WrestleMania 39. No? Oh, but everybody said he's going to take it off of Roman. And I said, no, he's going to be with Kevin Owens for going for the tag team titles, and then they're going to win them at WrestleMania. And of course, that's what happened, and everybody's like, well, they won the tag title, and I'm sorry, but as an owner of a wrestling league, the tag titles are not main event. No offense to the Usos, and no offense to Sammy and Kevin Owens. And then the fact that Cody Rhodes didn't win, I get it. They were hyping it up. I understand why he shouldn't win. And if I would have known that the 1,000th day happens on King of the Ring, I would have, or whatever it happens on, I don't remember which one. But if I would have known that, I would have never thought that Cody was ever going to win. But honestly, and here's the deal, okay? They're going to book Cody now like John Cena. They're going to, like, you know, underdog coming up, beating. But you know what? People are tired of Roman already. And honestly, they're tired of Cody already. And so bringing him down and beating him up, by the time he finally gets to Roman Reigns, guess what? The UFC has come in, and Conor McGregor takes the title off of Roman Reigns, and Cody Rhodes gets Stardust comes out at the next WrestleMania to fight in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, which apparently was on SmackDown or whatever. Vince McMahon is back, and the bitch is back, and gonna be trouble. Hey nah, hey nah. And that's my
and it's you know, Vince McMahon is back, and he's looking, you know, like Walt Disney now. So
yes,
yeah. But you know, like you said though, this whole thing with Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, I honestly thought that you know, Cody Rhodes was gonna win. And I don't like Cody Rhodes. Roman Reigns, I don't like him either, but to me, he would have been the better choice of winning. And ultimately, that's what happened, and we're going to talk about that in a little while. My opening statement, WrestleMania, you know, having not having watched any of the pre-shows leading to WrestleMania, I caught some of them during the last maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks or so. I started watching here and there, but I never watched a full episode of Raw or SmackDown. I ended up falling asleep and shit, as usual. But I tried to watch it a little bit, and I did. It wasn't something that I liked. the product that they put out for WrestleMania to me was surprisingly decent. But you know, the product as a whole, it's really gone downhill, man. And the ratings show it. And even though they had almost 1 billion views this week alone in WrestleMania and what have you, it's still a bunch of garbage, and we're going to dive right into that. So anybody else want to call in? You guys want to call in and talk about WrestleMania fallout? The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever you got, let us have it. 515-605-9753. Can I get a wrestling bell, maybe?
Maybe a wrestling bell. Okay. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, yes. It's great having a producer, by the way. I just absolutely love it. So let's get started with, now we got some other people that might come in and join us, and that would be lovely if that happens. But let's get started with the show with night one. If you will.
If you will.
So the first match, and by the way, this year's WrestleMania, I read that there were big, massive budget cuts because Vince was trying his hardest to make top dollar on this WrestleMania to show prospective buyers how profitable WrestleMania can be. So they said he was cutting corners. And when they said he was cutting corners, man, they really cut fucking corners on this show. They didn't have any of the badass entrances, if you will, with the, you know, bunch of pyro and a bunch of different characters on the stage just to bring out one single person. No big flashy entrances, none of that. It was only a couple that required more people. Like even Seth Rollins' entrance was, I think it was just one person, or somebody's entrance was one person. I forget who. And it was a band director. Oh, yeah, it was Seth Rollins's. And so they cut a lot of corners on that to make more money so that he could make the company look as profitable as it could so he could sell it. And ultimately that ended up happening, and that's where we're at now. And fuck Vince McMahon, as always. So Austin Theory, champion, United States champion, defeated John Cena by pinfall in a singles match for the WWE United States Championship. Christian from Philly, what are your thoughts on this match and Austin Theory winning the championship by pinfall? Did you think that that was going to happen?
I mean, Cena's Mr. Hollywood now, so of course he wasn't going to beat Austin Theory for the title. He's not staying full-time. The match stunk. I did not like this fucking match because John Cena cannot, as you know, he has a contract, his Hollywood contract states he can't take a few bumps. So I knew this match was going to stink, and this match fucking stunk. And no wonder it was the first match of the show. You wonder why. This match stunk.
Well, typically the opening match should be a great match. They should have it they should book it as a great match because in the entertainment business, it's always how you start and how you finish. And this match, though, did not deliver, in my opinion, for an opening match. I don't think they, you know, I thought it should have been a lot more hard-hitting than what it was. Cena, though, looks completely different now that he is no longer, you know, maybe taking steroids. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, he looks a lot smaller now. Hell, even his shorts fit bigger. And he's got a, you know, the hair plugs are coming in, but it's like they're just right here in the front of his head, and you can still see that big mega ball spot in the back of his head. And, you know, obviously he's Mr. Hollywood now, but the plugs are a bit much. Just shave your head and get it out of the way. You just get the shit over with. Dragon, what are your thoughts on what transpired in the first match of WrestleMania between Austin Theory beating John Cena by pinfall?
Okay, first of all, I'm sure he's toned down due to being Peacemaker, whatever he is. Second, I don't know, I don't care, Austin Theory, whatever. But I was thinking what an opportunity missed, right? I mean, isn't the Intercontinental Championship the one that Cena hasn't won? And wouldn't it have made sense story-wise to figure out a way to maneuver it so that when WrestleMania comes, that way when Cena doesn't wrestle as great, he still has a story. There's still something other than I'm Hollywood and I'm Mr. White, fighting for the title he never had. And maybe that might happen, but for the love of God, I have no interest. I don't even know who the hell Austin Theory is. John Cena passed the torch. John Cena passed the torch. And Austin Theory beat the greatest wrestler ever, the greatest superstar ever. And so on Monday night, Austin Theory had a match. Were we supposed to believe that Austin was going to lose after beating the greatest champion of all time? He was going to lose to whoever the person he wrestled was. I don't know. It was somebody. But there was no way. WrestleMania fucking spoiled Raw. I'll talk like Christian. WrestleMania spoiled Raw, and you know that because Vince, he spoiled himself. But my opinion is I don't give a shit. Oh, yay, John Cena lost. Does he have any credibility anymore? No, he's great in Peacemaker, and he was great in the Suicide Squad. And that's my opinion about that.
Yeah, like, who cared about this match? Nobody, because we all knew Cena was going to lose. Austin Theory was going to retain. This match was pointless. I mean,
absolutely. You had to know that John Cena was going to go down in WrestleMania. In a match that lasted 11 minutes and 20 seconds, he had, you know, his special collection, or his collection of special people with him on stage. Afterwards, he put out a message to them. I think it was like some video or something where he, you know, where he was talking about, you know, winning isn't everything or whatever the case was. But nevertheless, it's John Cena, and that's basically what I expected from him, to put over Austin Theory and, you know, put himself over as the charitable, benevolent John Cena that he is. Just such a giving guy, this guy. Moving on. Speaking of teams that people that you know were just going to win, you had to know that Street Profits were going to beat, you know, Braun Strowman and Ricochet, Alpha Academy, and the Viking Raiders. And that's exactly what went down because they want the smoke. Christian.
Hold on. Wait. Repeat. Braun Strowman and Ricochet are on
yeah.
a team
yeah,
called,
yeah.
What,
yeah.
what's it called?
Nothing, they're called Braun Strowman and Ricochet. They don't have a name.
Yeah, they don't have a name. They don't have a name, but they have big beards. They both have big beards, and they kind of match. And in fact, I commented during that match that perhaps they should be wearing, you know, the same color panties. You know, or tights.
Are the Viking Raiders are still there?
The Viking Raiders are still there. They're looking very creepy now. Even more
I don't
creepy.
Care.
They've got a lady named Valhalla.
Was that the
they're,
match?
They're boring.
I'll save you 2 minutes. I don't care. Next.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's as far as really we need to go. Let me hear Christian's thoughts on that real quick, though.
I think the match was great. It was a good match. I just didn't give a fuck about who won because
yeah.
I just
there were
didn't
no
care.
Given. Yeah, exactly. It was no story. It was just a bunch of people put together for
yeah,
a match.
Where are the
for
stakes? What are they fighting for? What are they? What were they? Was it a number one contender match or something? What were they fighting for?
It was a
Nothing?
Fatal
no,
four-way tag
good.
Team match. It was a men's WrestleMania showcase. Is what it was.
Yeah, that's
why
so
was the showcase number one contender or something? What kind of bullshit? Make the stakes. Fucking
and well, you know what it was. You know what it was, right? It was a bunch of horse shit. That's what this shit was. It was a bunch of fucking horse shit to get everybody, as many people on the card as they possibly could, and so they could get a paycheck. But nobody pays as good as the UWA, is what I'm hearing.
Every wrestler, we pay our wrestlers. Some people give you a handshake and a hot dog. We actually give you cash. And they don't give you
coming
meat.
From
some places
CEO.
Pay you in. Did you know that they pay you in meat? They actually pay you in meat.
With a fucking hot
it was
dog.
A great,
no less.
It was a good bet, but they didn't explain anything. Who wins? Like whoever wins
is
gets
that,
a title. They
meat,
didn't
though?
Say nothing.
Is that considered meat? A hot dog? They don't even pay you in meat. They pay you in in hoof. They pay you
it's
in fucking, hoof and tusk.
I'll tell you what it is, man. A hot dog is nothing but fucking chicken peckers and fucking pig ears. That's all that shit
asshole.
Is, man. Let's move on from this shit.
They're
Seth
assholes.
Freaking
assholes.
Rollins.
Assholes.
Seth freaking Rollins comes out. He had the entrance with a conductor. There was a musical conductor on the stage that joined him. So that he could, you know, cue the crowd and the, who, by the way, had a lot of help from, you know, the piped in music, at least in the beginning when he first came out, when Seth Rollins first came out, they definitely had his chant piped in. And then by the time everybody caught on, it was already well into him walking down the ramp. And it seems like they removed the piped in music because the people actually caught on and they were, you know, humming his song. So Seth freaking Rollins along with the conductor, Logan Paul had been knocking him out in a couple of segments. He came out with some character named KSI, and this was just a singles match. And of course, Seth Rollins did defeat Logan Paul, which I suspected was going to be the case in this match that lasted 16 minutes.
Did you say, Minister, did you say PSI?
His name is Pounds per Square Inch.
Oh, I would have named him PSI, Pounds per Square Inch. How awesome is that? Like,
that
righteous.
Yeah, that would have been great. And apparently this KSI is some kind of sports drink. So it was like a mascot dressed in a sports drink outfit. And, you know, they had a couple of spots, especially the ending spot, which was a little bit entertaining. If you saw highlights, you probably saw that. Seth Rollins picked the guy and threw him on the table. And Logan Paul went right through KSI and crashed into the table. And Christian from Philly, your thoughts on this match between Seth Rollins and Logan Paul?
I thought the match was great also. This match was great. As much as a piece of shit human being Logan Paul is, he's a phenomenal athlete. But again, the build-up to this match was fucking horrendous. And that's a lot of pattern in this WrestleMania card. The build-ups for most of these matches are fucking dog shit. So the match was great,
because
the build-up sucked.
And it's Christian, and it's because everything had on the build-up, the little that I saw of it, I'm not going to sit here and say that I saw, you know, a month or 2 months worth of build-up, because that just didn't happen. But the pieces, the bits and pieces that I saw, it all was focusing on Roman fucking Reigns and his feud with Sami Zayn. And yes, I was one of those that thought that Sami Zayn was going to fight Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I didn't think he was going to beat him. But I thought that he was going to at least, you know, get a WrestleMania spot in the main event for all of his hard work that he's gone through this whole past year. He's basically carried the brand on his back. But no, that didn't happen. It ended up being, you know, him and Owens. The match was great. I agree, Christian. The build-up did suck. I agree with that as well. I mean, all you had for build-up was Logan Paul coming out of two episodes, knocking him out. I don't even think they were back-to-back episodes. I think maybe he came out 1 week, didn't come out the next, and came out the following, something like that. Knocking Seth freaking Rollins out, and then that was it. That was it for the build-up. They completely fucking sucked. Hollywood Dragon, the Dragon, Hollywood Mickey, UWA.
Before I have an opinion, we're getting a caller.
Caller, you're on the air with WrestleMania Fallout.
One man band. Oh yeah. One man band. Oh
one
yeah.
Band.
One man band.
God, that one man band. Oh my gosh, that's looking phenomenal. I haven't heard one man band, and it's been years.
One man band.
Can we have it again?
One man band.
One
we
man
have it
band.
Again?
One
yeah.
man band.
What the
yeah,
hell,
baby? I fucking love it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One man band. One man band.
And we love you too, one man band. I'll keep him on hold, and we'll I'll
yeah.
unhold him when we want to hear it. One man band.
Oh,
baby.
For sure. He's part of the panel, baby. That's right. So, yeah, Seth freaking Rollins and Logan Paul.
Okay. Here's my opinion of this. Seth Rollins, Logan Paul. Now Wolverine. No, that's not. I don't know. Who are these people? I know Seth Rollins, but he's going for a title. Is he in the title hunt anywhere? Is he? No. Okay. Is this for a shot at anything? No. It's just a feud with some guy, right? Don't care. Move on.
It's a feud with an internet sensation.
Don't care. Move on.
Will.
Next.
Yeah, next. Let's get One Man Band thoughts on the
He hung up. One Man Band hung up.
Hey, but well, it was great while it lasted, baby. One man band.
I had flashbacks. Minister, I had flashbacks. Like, I don't know what that
I did too. I had flashbacks to one night, and this is many, many years ago. And as you know, we are pioneers of the wrestling podcast. We started it all. I mean, I'm not just saying that to, you know. I mean, we did. But
way back, it's a decade.
It's
10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Fallout started with T-Rock, Plutonium, you, and Double L. And hopefully Double L is coming in. But I remember always working the boards. T-Rock would be hosting. And those were the days. And one-man band, because it was three-man band, remember? And it was three-man band, baby.
Yeah.
And then one,
that became one-man band. I remember one night getting into an argument with one-man band, and he just kept replying with, one man band, one man. It was epic.
Let's move on, because there's apparently a whole another half a night and a night, and then Raw.
Oh, my gosh, indeed. Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch, apparently these three hoochies have teamed up now out of nowhere to defeat. And because we always need, you know, a blast from the past, this is just a little bit too much past for me. But nevertheless, they defeated Damage Control, which is Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky by pinfall in a 6-women tag match with, yet again, no consequences, nothing to wrestle for, really. Just another showcase, if you will, in a match that, by the way, lasted a whole 14 minutes and 40 seconds. Christian from Philly, your thoughts on this match, and what do you think this was actually for? Just another showcase or what?
This match fucking stunk.
It was
fucking
horrible.
Lita can't fucking wrestle, first of all. She's too old. And the booking for Bayley's group has been fucking atrocious. This has been horrible. I think all women were terrible in this fucking match. I feel bad for the NXT women that were involved, like Dakota Kai. This was awful. This match sucked. Fuck this match.
It was, man. It was the worst match of the night, actually. Hollywood, your thoughts on, are you pro Trish Stratus and Lita coming back, you know?
Are they full-time? Are they going for the women's tag titles? Where's Nikki Cross?
They're champions, bro. Trish Stratus, no, wait, Lita is champion with Becky Lynch now.
champions. She's, why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, they're tag
Trish?
Champions right now. They're tag champions.
Lita
and Becky Lynch.
I would have had it be Lita and Trish, and then who is dumb? Why? And then you have Becky Lynch team up with like a fucking Ronda Rousey or whatever, and then they have their own tag team. And then you pump it up that way. What a bunch of horseshit. Move on. I agree with Christian.
That's
horseshit.
Exactly.
Move on.
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, we're getting a call, Minister. We're getting a call. Let's see who it
yes.
is.
Yes. Bring it in. Dun, 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 dun.
Fuck you,
caller,
you fucking revisionist asshole. Saying you started Fallout with three guys? Fallout wouldn't be what it is without the original Hollywood, Hollywood KV.
Yeah!
I have the belt, though. You know, I got the fucking belt right here, and it's made of gold and silver. I got it around my awfully chiseled waist. And you had the chance. I gave you the opportunity. You turned me down.
The United.
He caught that word with you again.
The WWA World Heavyweight Champion Hollywood Tony P and Peter A. KV have a great, phenomenal history. Phenomenal history to have both of them on the show tonight. I'm just
ask him what he thinks of WrestleMania. I want to hear it. KV, what do you think?
Yes.
Well,
please, KV.
WrestleMania was the first WWE I had watched in since the last WrestleMania. I loved it. I thought it was great. And I thought night two was better than night one.
Interesting.
You know why? I'll tell you why.
Yes.
It was because Roman Reigns, the greatest wrestler of all time, crushed the hopes and dreams of every single one of you stupid fucking marks.
Yes.
Listen, I was not one of them. I will raise my hand because if anybody thought that Cody was going to beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania was a moron, especially considering
exactly.
that 1,000 days is coming up soon, especially considering that Vince McMahon is back and Roman is giving him lap dances. I keep thinking I should have bet. I should have bet on wagering because everybody's like, Cody, suck my dick, Cody.
Exactly.
Guys, you guys are being so hard on me. I was wondering, can I just be half a moron instead of a whole fucking moron? I mean, I thought Cody Rhodes was going to win, but I was pissed off about it. I was like, I'll never watch this shit again if this fucker wins. I can't stand this motherfucker. And for, just the thought of him winning the title was making me fucking ill. I was rejoicing when he fucking lost. Oh my gosh!
Did you see the video of the little kid crying because Cody got pinned, and then the dad blew streamers all over his face?
I loved it.
And he started celebrating.
It gave me more power watching that video.
Yes, exactly. Let me tell you, man, I got fucking off on it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Peter Cavey in the hizzle.
I hate Roman Reigns. Okay, I don't care, but I again, I didn't. Who cares? Just let them. Somebody. Are they going to split the titles in the draft? I mean, that would be the way to do it. Is to take one of his titles and vacate it. Nope, they're not going to do it. So the draft is stupid because they're going to segregate, split up teams. Vince is. I don't know.
First of all. This draft news is such bullshit because let me tell you, it's going to be the same bullshit draft as it has been since 2016. There's not going to be anything different. They're going to have that stupid Fox robot doing cheerleading shit in the background.
Yes.
They had Triple H. They announced that Triple H was going to make an announcement, and they had no fucking plan. Let me tell you. They saw the hashtags and the booing about firing Vince. They said, oh, we got to get Triple H out there. But what are we going to – he announced a draft. Suck my dick. Come on. That happens every year.
who's going to debate each other in this draft? Is Adam Pearce going to debate himself?
Who the fuck is this guy?
It's Christian. I'm telling you.
Doesn't he sound like JD from Pittsburgh? That's I always thought the same thing. Sorry, Christian. I apologize. However, you shouldn't take offense, however. No,
hey,
I don't
want to
talk
about him. You didn't give that guy an invitation to the show tonight. Tell me. Tell me you didn't give, however, an invitation to the show tonight, please.
No,
I heard you guys complaining all the time. I had to call in.
However, we have the Philly Nilly with the chili on the willy, Christian from Philly.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, that's Christian.
What's
Christian
next? What's the next match?
Meet Peter Kate, the great one.
Thank you.
So what's the next
Ever
match?
So
what's
humbled.
The next match of WrestleMania?
By the way, Peter Cady and I had a show as well for a short, brief time. It was a wonderful show. I love it. I still have one or two in the archives.
I found the theme song finally. Remember I messaged you asking for the intro? I found it.
Yeah.
It's called
awesome.
Pushing Up Daisies. It's a hard-ass rock song.
Oh, yeah.
It's got your vocals on it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was fucking fantastic. Hey, moving on, Seth freaking Rollins, my thoughts on this. I'm with Christian on this. I thought the match was fucking phenomenal.
We're talking about the six-woman tag.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit, moving on. So, fucking, that match sucked. Let's go to Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio.
Listen.
Let me just say this real quick. I would like to give Rey Mysterio props for beating the shit out of his son. Way to go! It's an awesome thing that a dad could do, that beat the shit out of his son in front of hundreds of millions of people. And I, for one, applaud him. My son is in the other room listening, and I will beat your ass. You will.
Yeah, baby.
Like. Fucking Rey Mysterio. Fucking beat his son. Ugh.
God damn right.
I don't care. God. Move on.
Your son a teenager yet?
Yeah, he's 13, man.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. He was fucking what? 3 or 4?
I know, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
10
years ago.
Yeah.
Crazy.
He was.
Yeah.
Has he grown out horns yet?
No. Listen. I honestly though, this feud, I kind of like the idea of Dominic walking out on the Hall of Fame, but I know that if I was wrestling and I was watching my father, my son was, you know, I wouldn't want that to be a storyline. I know that that's what's going on, but I know you know that Dominic was proud of his dad and that he didn't get to experience that. And Rey Mysterio will always have the night that he was inducted in the Hall of Fame, and it'll always come with as his son walked out on him. How fucking awful does the WWE have to be?
Good.
To make this little poor midget, he was born 3'2", to make him fucking, and then put him on TV to beat the fuck out of his son if you don't shut your mouth. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Hey, let me tell you, man, all this shit that's happened between these guys led to tonight. The fucking audience, I got to see that tonight. Dominic Mysterio came out with his gang, and he started cutting a promo in the ring, and the audience booed the shit out of him. I haven't seen that kind of boos in a long, long time. Christian from Philly, what
do
you think of tonight? Dominic had a lot of heat on him tonight.
He's a generational talent.
Yeah, which is why the match was good, but I think the wrong winner won. Why would you have Rey beat Dominic? Aren't you supposed to put over the new talent? Like, aren't you supposed to pass the torch? Like, why would you beat him at WrestleMania? Especially with
Bad
Bunny.
Because he stepped out of line, you have to beat your son in front of a large crowd to just let
Plus,
them know.
If,
don't fucking go
if
to
any
jail,
of you watch
cock.
SmackDown tonight, if you watch SmackDown tonight, you would know that Dominic held back. He couldn't hurt his dad because of how much he loves him. He couldn't go through with hurting his dad. But because his father, that fucking piece of shit midget who wrote off Eddie's coattails his whole career.
Little chihuahua.
He saw the chance to beat the shit out of his son and take advantage of that. Of course he won, because Ray has always been a scumbag.
Selfish scumbag.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. And actually, I thought that Dominic Mysterio would win this match and was surprised when Rey Mysterio won the match. But I thought, having watched SmackDown,
yeah,
well, not all of it, but
because,
having watched SmackDown
Ray
tonight, the segment with Rey Mysterio, or with, I'm sorry, with Dominic Mysterio tonight, and him getting the payoff was the booze that he got tonight. That was fucking lovely. People were,
yeah,
fucking legitimately hating this guy, and I was all about it, man.
They were saying it was Vicky Guerrero heat. That's what people online were saying. It was like the Vicky Guerrero
heat. Oh, that fucking Vicky heat. You don't want that Vicky heat anymore. The new Vicky heat or the old Vicky heat?
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on with the new Vicky heat. I just know I'm sure
it's
she's older and uglier.
The old Vicky heat is, excuse me, and the new Vicky heat is, oh, your child got sexually molested. I'm just going to turn a blind eye.
Oh, okay,
God.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Quite the extreme there. Excuse me.
Hey, the internet always wins, bro.
Yeah.
They always fucking win, man, somehow, some way. Christian, did you already give us your thoughts on this? The Rey Mysterio Dominic. You did.
Yeah, I already gave
Moving
it.
On,
it was a good,
because
it was a good
we're
match.
Already running late.
Yeah.
We're not running anywhere.
A night got
the party just started.
Yeah, fuck, man. Come on.
We got
I told my son that he could stay up till after this show. And if he doesn't listen to me, I'm going to beat him the fuck up in the middle of the ring in front of millions of people. Because I'm a good dad, and I will punch my son in the face repeatedly. And then kick him when
God
he's fucking
damn
up the
right.
ropes with my feet.
That's what I'm talking
face.
About right there.
And fucking get his teeth. And he'll learn to love me and respect me because I'm the champion.
Even if you got to beat the shit out of him nightly. Whatever it takes, baby. I'm here for it. Rhea Ripley defeated Charlotte Flair by pinfall, no less, in a singles match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. And I actually thought this was a good match for the women. I mean, I thought it was a great match, actually. Let's get some thoughts of someone else. Katie, did you watch this match, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair? Your thoughts, please.
I did. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a hell of a lot better than their first match at their first WrestleMania, because that was a real fucking snooze fest. This match actually was pretty entertaining. A lot of hard hitting, a lot of emotion, good psychology. And that's all I really got to say about it, because I don't give a shit about them.
Christian, from Philly, your thoughts? Rhea Ripley with a new championship, her first taste.
I'm glad Rhea won the title, and this was a great match. But fuck Charlotte Flair for trying to sabotage the main event of WrestleMania Night 1 by trying to use politics and bullfuckery. Fucker. She's a fake bitch. She's two-faced. Fucker.
Whoa.
You're going to have to
butt
put me on
you
the
butt fucker right there. Butt fucker. Yes, butt fucker. That sounds like a good idea.
Classic Tony P.
He said butt fucker.
On the bullfuckery and the Chinese politics, what exactly are you talking about here? I got to learn more.
She wanted to main event Night 1 because she wanted to main event Night 1 twice.
How do you know? Did you talk to her?
No, she used politics.
Were you texting her all weekend?
No,
I
know.
Or did you get this from the wrestling dirt sheets?
I followed her whole career.
He's reading
Raj
still.
Fucker.
I just want
to
know, how do you know that she politics?
Because she always politics. She always
she always politics. Oh, I didn't know. Are you in the lobby with her outside of Vince's office saying she wants the main event?
He's in the bushes. Listen, he's in the bushes outside her house. but I have. Let me give my opinion. First of all, the women's title. I thought this was for the men's title because two men fighting each other in the middle of the ring. No offense, but I'm not a fan of short-haired women and wearing manly-looking makeup and just being men in general. And these two men fighting. But jokes aside, I think that WWE is smart to have a new woman up there, and it's good that she has the title now. Because Charlotte and there's other people who can go around it. But I also believe that there are a lot of older people who have been with the company that are getting the shaft. And Asuka would be one name that I would toss out there just because there's a lot of people that WWE has kind of just tossed in the trash, you know, and gone the way of Nakamura also would be a similar. Not that they're both.
Oh,
Japanese.
So I'm sensing a pattern here, Tony.
I know. I'm racist.
Asuka, Nakamura.
I'm racist. Yeah, you know, Taka Michinoku, Tajiri.
Yeah, exactly. Funaki.
All those Mexicans.
Muta.
So, Muta. Speaking of Muta, Mysterio's mask though that night was pretty damn cool.
I thought
the great Muta mask.
I thought this match with Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair was a good, hard-hitting match. I was glad to see Rhea Ripley win the match. You know, I've always said she looks a little bit like Nick Cage, and I stand by that statement. Moving on, we have a surprise match came out of the blue. Miz, of course, was hosting WrestleMania Goes Hollywood, and actually... I saw a couple of promos leading up to it, and I thought that, you know, he had his wife in both of the promos that I saw. So I thought, and he had his wife in them, so I thought that, you know, naturally his wife would be with him hosting WrestleMania, but I never saw his wife. So he comes out, and he cut a promo with Snoop Dogg, who was, I can't believe this guy is a fucking WWE Hall of Famer. His fucking body of work in WWE has fucking sucked since he first appeared in WWE. He's fucking horrible out there. But I digress. So anyway,
the Miz, the Miz is horrible out there.
McAfee
is introduced, comes out, beats the Miz by pinfall in a singles match that only lasted 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Because, you know, Miz had eaten up all of the time for that segment going into it. Katie, what were your thoughts on this? Did you enjoy the ass beating that McAfee gave to the Miz?
Anytime Miz gets his ass beat, I love. But let me just say one quick side note. This was the Pat McAfee segment, right?
Yes.
Okay, when Pat came out, did you take note of how Michael Cole's commentary just changed and elevated? It dialed up like 300%. If Michael Cole gave the entire rest of the roster 25% of that energy, that man would be an incredible commentator. And it's a shame that he's so goddamn dead fish on the mic when it comes to everything else in wrestling. But with that said, I digress. I mean, whatever. Miz got his ass kicked. Okay.
Yeah, he got his ass kicked and it was great. Christian from Philly, the Philly Millie with the chili on the willy. What were your thoughts on Pat McAfee? McAfee, whatever the fuck.
I love Pat McAfee. I really do. I respect him. He's funny. He's entertaining. All this was fucking pointless. This was fucking pointless. It didn't need to be added on fucking WrestleMania. All this was fucking worthless.
Awesome. I mean, I think he's a good, he's great on the commentary table. And I'm wondering, do you possibly think that this will lead to his return to the commentary table sooner rather than later, Christian?
Nah, he's not going to come back anytime soon. He's too busy.
They said that when he left, they said he was going to go do college football or some type of shit like that. And that he was always going to come, that he was going to come back afterwards or whatever. I still haven't seen it yet, so I'm wondering what the hell happened with that. I know he's had great success with his YouTube podcast, and he's talking to networks at this moment, and I know this for a fact because, you know, I read about it. But I digress. So yeah, that's the deal. Hollywood, your thoughts on The Miz getting his ass beat by Pat?
Well, first of all, Shane McMahon, nobody's talking about him, right? Isn't this where he
blew
his... That's night two.
That's night two.
Never mind that. I don't...
Gotta put down the crack pipe, Tony.
I didn't watch anything in of WrestleMania, so I have absolutely no idea. All I know is that Snoop Dogg pins The Miz is
it was one of the greatest WrestleMania moments of all time.
But it's the one headline that mainstream people will pay attention to. One of the few headlines. So if you're
you
not a wrestling
watch
fan,
any of WrestleMania either night.
I didn't watch. I don't have any of that. I don't have none of that. I haven't seen WWE in forever. I don't give a flying.
How the fuck are you doing a wrestling podcast?
That's the point. That's the idea. That's the point. I don't know what.
This is what we've been reduced
is
to.
Is that the new gimmick between you guys? You guys watch the show and Tony makes stupid comments?
I didn't watch it. No. Listen.
For all three of your viewers?
You're welcome to join us. No,
it's
this
not
show doesn't
watching
even
the
exist.
WWE like we don't do. I don't watch the WWE.
And it's not like this show is existing right now. This one episode is it's a one-off, man. That's how
I figured when Tony messaged that one group chat. Jamari messaged me on the side saying, absolutely fucking not.
Jamari, really? You should call in.
No, he wants no part.
Damn James. The double L is gonna call in anytime. He should be in anytime. So that's good. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't know what happened at WrestleMania. All I know is that The Miz got pinned, and that's a good thing. That's all.
Oh, I haven't spoken to Double L in a while. I bought his book.
Oh, good. You
that's
should.
Awesome.
Everybody should.
Yeah.
Man, he messaged me one night. I was drunk off my ass, and we had a conversation. It was great. He actually thanked me for encouraging him to pursue his dream of writing a book. I was so honored that he thought of me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, I did. I gave him some encouragement, and he one night I was just out of the blue on social media, and he reached out to me, and we had a lovely conversation. I can't wait to hear from him tonight. Moving on. KO Kevin Owens Fiend and Sami Zayn, who had been feuding, beating each other's asses going into this, and somehow they magically got back together again, and they defeated the Usos by pinfall and captured the tag team championship, the undisputed WWE tag team championship, in a match that lasted 24 minutes and 15 seconds. I thought this was a good, hard-hitting match. I thoroughly enjoyed the match. I actually thought that the Usos were going to win, and I was actually a little pissed off that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens won because I knew that's what the people wanted, and I'm not about serving the fucking people exactly what they want. You know, sometimes you got to fucking pull a fast one on them. Katie, your thoughts on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn?
Exactly.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
They had to let KO and Sami Zayn win because they knew that Roman was going over. So they had to send the crowd home happy night one. But let me tell you something. The Usos should have whipped their fucking asses, and they should have taken those belts, and they should be champions for over 1,000 things just like fucking Roman's going to be. Like, yeah, look, it was a good match. I loved it. Had incredible epic highs and lows. But I agree. The Usos should have won. They should have took that one. Fuck sending the crowd home happy. They should have went home pissed off, went into WrestleMania Night 2 pissed off, and then left even more pissed off.
Yes.
Fuck the fans.
Yeah, that's the way to sell tickets. Piss them all off.
Exactly. Well, Tony, they've been doing it for fucking 70 years. Like, Vince has been doing this forever, pissing people off. All of a sudden now he wants the fucking Usos to go under, you know? to give a happy ending. Fuck that. They already had Ray win. That was the happy ending.
Yeah, that was enough. That was enough right there. I agree completely.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to give them just enough.
It is every father's right to beat the shit out of their son in the middle of a public space. Damn it.
Christian from Philly, your thoughts on this match. What did you think about the ending and, you know, sending the people home happy?
I thought it was a great match. I think the right team won, in my opinion. But the one thing I have a gripe with it is the fact that they kept kicking out on finishers. Like, the fucking Usos were beating their asses the majority of the fucking match. Fucking Sami Zayn is getting super kicked after super kicked after super kicked. He gets a double frog splash, and he gets, like, another super kick, and then they did like the 3D finisher, the 1D, and he still kicks out. I'm like, I'm getting pissed off. They're no selling these finishers. And then when the moment where Sammy and Kevin hit their finishers, it's over. I'm like, what the fuck? You just buried the Usos as fucking finishers. That's the one thing I got fucking pissed off. The fact
well, that's
that
just baby face momentum. That's
yeah,
psychology 101. If you're gonna, if you want the baby faces to win, you have to witness them going through all that bullshit. They're gonna kick out of the finishers. They're gonna get their ass kicked, and then hit the 1-2-3 at the end. That's textbook WWE. You can't get pissed over that.
I concur. Can't get pissed off over that. It's just a bunch of horse shit anyway. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking horse shit. Having said that, I think we are due for a break. Producer, what do you think?
Well, don't I get an opinion about this match? Who are we not forgetting?
No, because it's not worth anything, but you can certainly cut a promo on your son and how you want to beat his ass in a public space.
I didn't say I want to. I just said it's the right of every dad to wear a mask, get a tattoo that looks like a bra, go in the middle of WrestleMania and take your son and show him he's not a man. He's a little chihuahua. A little chihuahua. No, he's a chihuahua. Anyway, this match, what was the match we were just talking about? What was the...
The tag match, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
How long have Sami... since I don't know, how long has Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens been tagging before this match?
That
I mean, I know in history, but like in the WWE.
That one, and this was it. Actually, twice, because they faced Shane and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania.
So, okay. Interesting. That's all. I just wanted to know. I'm glad they won. I'm sure the fans love it. It's great. I'm glad that Sami Zayn finally won his world championship over Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
By the way, another interesting thing. This has been since Kevin Owens lost the Universal title that Kevin's won a title in the company. By the way,
that's interesting.
What now? It's the first time.
This has been a while since. After losing the Universal title, has Kevin Owens won a title in the company?
Oh, yeah.
He was never...
So,
that was in.
He wasn't a mid-card champion at all in between then?
No.
You sure he wasn't United States champion?
I don't remember.
Against Jericho?
I think he was U.S. champion in SmackDown, but then he won the Universal title, and then he had a match with Goldberg, and after that, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the title that Triple H practically handed to him. I was there that night on that Monday Night Raw. I was sitting
in
a fucking nosebleed, but I was there.
Hey, let's go to break. Yeah, let's do it real quick.
Yeah, moving
I take
on.
A break,
let's
take
go
a
to break. We've got the great Peter Kamey on board, along with the Philly Millie with the Chili on the Willy Christian from Philly. And, of course, our very special guest tonight, the UWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Dragon, Hollywood Tony P. So stay right where you're at, and we'll be right back after these words on WrestleMania Fallout right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Fire cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford, Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there. So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amok, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Billy Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, that's Friday night, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local news.
Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Oh, we're back. Hey, welcome back to the show with Minister of Sinister and UWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Dragon, Hollywood Tony P, Philly Millie, Christian from Philly, and you, Katie, on board with us tonight. Guys, thanks for being here, man. This is fucking great. It's been so long. It's been a long time coming. And we should do this again sometime, maybe for SummerSlam, maybe next year, maybe never at all. We'll know. We'll see.
Well, I don't like Minister of Sentimental. I don't like this gimmick.
Hey,
stop
you know
trying
what?
To relive
you're
your
right.
glory days
Fuck
of
everybody.
10 years ago, old
you
man.
You motherfuckers.
He will throw you in hey. The lake of fire.
That's right. That's how I roll. Speaking of lakes of fire, guys. That's a great segment here. WWE finds itself apologizing for showing Auschwitz during WrestleMania promo, and this coming to us from TMZ Sports, who, you know, these guys, they fucking have a way of knowing shit, but today they apologize for showing a photograph of the Auschwitz concentration camp where more than 1 million Jews were murdered. Of course, that was, you know, back in the Hitler era. And so this happened during a WrestleMania promo on Saturday night. Of course, they faced a lot of backlash from fans, the media, and even the Auschwitz Memorial once it became clear that they did indeed use imagery to promote the Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio match. I should say the Dirty Dom. Rey Mysterio versus Dirty Dom. It's because he's a prisoner now, you know. He's a fucking, some type of murderer or some shit. And so now WWE, of course, had to come out and apologize, saying they had no idea the image was used. The quote, it says, "We had no idea, no knowledge of what was depicted. As soon as we learned, it was removed immediately," is what they told the Washington Post, no less. So, of course, it remains to be seen if this explanation will be enough. The Auschwitz Memorial ripped into WWE before the apology, of course. They came out saying the fact that Auschwitz image was used to promote a WWE match is hard to call an editing mistake. Exploiting the site that became a symbol of enormous human tragedy is shameless and insults the memory of all victims of Auschwitz.
Speaking of that, I think that the UWA should have a new event where Uncle Sam versus Hitler, right? And then we can tell pictures of Auschwitz. And it'll
book
be
it.
Okay.
Book that fucking shit. Book it immediately. I'm telling you, man. It'll be the best fucking thing ever.
I'm buying the outfits right now. I'm going on fucking Amazon. Where is it? Yeah, fucking Timu. Timu will have it. Hey, Timu. Hitler.
Let's get around the commentary on this. Let's start with Peter Cavey. What are your thoughts on what has transpired as a result of, idiocy in WWE? How could the fuck they not know this shit? Are you kidding me? Cavey?
All I know is that intern is getting fired because that was some kind of prank gone wrong, and it's going wrong. For him.
Oh, yeah.
Or her. I don't want to assume anyone's gender, but.
Right?
Exactly.
Or they. I'm sorry. Or they. It could have been a they. We don't know yet. It's up in the air right now.
Or they just Google pictures of prison and they're like, oh, this looks like something interesting and put it on there without knowing where it was from. I mean, I could see
that. That's definitely what happened.
Interns are dumb. And
yeah.
The fallout for this will likely be
nothing.
You know, it will be nothing. I don't
that
think
statement
anything
was the
will
fallout.
Develop from this. The fucking machine will continue rolling even without a spoke, as usual. Christian, for Philly, your thoughts on this? This interesting, shocking news, actually.
Well, first of all, this happened during a pre-show, so I want to say this. I don't fucking waste my time watching the fucking pre-shows because I don't want to sit through an hour or two of people fucking talking and nothing's fucking happening. So I was mostly in the bathroom taking a shit when this was happening. So I have shame on WWE. Fuck on them. They're stupid. That's all I have to say.
I know what they were talking about because I did see it, that part of the segment. And it just, the imagery was a little bit interesting to me. I'm not going to sit
you
here and lie and say
that. You saw that video
and
you're like, oh, that's Auschwitz right there. I know Auschwitz. That's Auschwitz.
No. That's not what happened at all. I did see the imagery, and I thought it was just interesting imagery. And come to find out, what it was, I think it's, I don't know, I think it's a bit offensive, and it had to have been a prank gone wrong or some kind of shit. How could you fucking not know what you're doing? If you're editing a piece, I mean, I've done a lot of editing in my life, and you know whatever you're fucking editing, you know exactly what imagery you're putting in there because you're doing it with intent. You're not going to fucking just take a bunch of shit together. Now, unless if they were stupid, like what was said earlier, I don't remember who said it, Katie or Tony. But
I think it was Tony.
Just looking up fucking images, online. Oh, that was cool. Let me put that in there. In that case, without even researching what you're putting in there, I mean, that's a load of horse shit right there. And I mean, I don't know what to say. Whoever fucking did that, their career's got to be gone. At least, you know, I don't think they'll have a career in that field anymore. But
now they're probably slapped with a fine.
Night two. Let's move to night two so we can get past Auschwitz.
Brock Lesnar comes out night two because, you know, he's got to go first. If he's going to be in a WrestleMania in a match that's fucking shit, he's got to go first so that he can get the fuck out of there because he knows it's shit. And, you know, and that's how he feels. So, yes, he started out night two in a match against Omos, who was, of course, with MVP. And Brock Lesnar beat the shit out of him in a singles match that lasted 4 minutes and 55 seconds. Christian from Philly, your thoughts on this match? Take us through.
Trash. And I'll tell you why this is fucking trash, because this is every fucking Brock Lesnar. Yeah, it is fucking trash. I'll tell you why it's trash. Every Brock Lesnar match is the same fucking shit. He does F5s, he does fucking suplexes, and it's all the same fucking shit. Garbage. Fucking
and this was,
shit.
This was him just basically doing it to a 7'8" guy or whatever the fuck, however tall this guy is. And I mean, I'm in agreement. It was a bunch of shit. Katie, did you enjoy this match?
I thought that this
Brock
match
Lesnar
was so good. This was a David versus Goliath match. When was the last time, if ever, have you seen Brock Lesnar look like Rey Mysterio against another competitor? I'll tell you,
Big
you
Show.
Never have. Not against, no, not against a Big Show. No.
Yeah.
No. Almost towers over the Big Show. Brock Lesnar looked like a cruiserweight, and he went in with a super heavyweight mindset. And that was, how long was the match? 4 minutes and 55 seconds?
That's it.
Of hard-hitting adversity that Brock Lesnar had to overcome. And he did. And he won. And that was a great match. I was extremely entertained. Thank you, Brock Lesnar, for a wonderful match.
Hey, thank you for a great fucking segment, man. I actually think different now. I actually enjoyed the match too. Fuck, the way you put it. I mean, you know, you come to think of it, I've never seen Brock Lesnar in that position, and for him to come out victorious, well, it really says a lot.
Exactly.
Hollywood, your thoughts on David versus Goliath, Brock Lesnar winning by pinfall?
A couple things. First of all, I don't understand the point of this match. Hello, I don't understand the point of this match. Did anybody think that Almost was going to win? No. Absolutely not.
I thought it was possible.
I would have never thought. I don't know who the guy is, but there's no way. And number two, if Brock Lesnar looked like, you know, a cruiserweight or Rey Mysterio, get off the fucking computer or I will beat your ass in the middle of a ring. It's time for bed. Now brush your teeth. Or I will beat your ass in the middle of the ring. Kids nowadays, dig. That's all I have to say.
So, that was it. Christian from Philly, you got anything to follow up on?
It's trash. The smash is trash.
Three-man band, are you with us still? Anybody?
He was one-man band tonight.
Yeah, one-man band. Oh. That's right. One-man band. And there you go. 13 years in the making. Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler, defeated Liv Morgan with her puppy dog eyes. And Raquel Rodriguez. And Natalya. And Shotzi. And Chelsea Green. And Sonya Deville. And this was by submission in a match that lasted 8 minutes and 25 seconds. WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Match. I thought this match was garbage. It was actually better than the match from the night before, though, with Bayley and them. For Ronda Rousey and Shayna fucking Baszler to not do anything in the fucking match and then just come in and fucking win it, it left me a little bit pissed off, even though I'm a fucking heel. I should have been fucking real happy about that, but I'm like, yeah, man, I feel like I got ripped. I was fucking conflicted. Katie, your thoughts on this match? WrestleMania
Showcase. I'm
going to
be honest. I, I didn't see this match. I was at letting my dogs out at the time, so I missed the whole thing. But,
hey, Kavy,
but let me
who
tell
let
you
the
something.
Dogs out? Who?
They had to really go out. But let me tell you something. A match with, what is it, eight women? Eight women were in that ring? How could you go wrong? Eight.
Yeah.
Most of them are beautiful women. Ronda Rousey is kind
of,
you know.
Most.
Liz Morgan is the puppy dog army.
Who are the other? Who's the ones that aren't? You said let's cut to the chase, KV. Who are the ones that?
I don't even know who everyone was in the match with. I just know Shayna Baszler. And Ronda Rousey, they are both woofers, so that's why I said most.
Woofers.
Yeah.
Christian from Philly, your thoughts. WrestleMania showcase for the women.
Christian?
Awful. I'm sorry. It's just fucking awful.
Oh, look
awful.
At that. Who would have guessed?
Another fucking garbage match. Why the fuck? Ronda Rousey's legit injured, by the way. So they put an injured woman who was not 100%. She does nothing in this fucking tag match. And they fucking win by doing absolute fuck all. And it was pointless because now Shayna Baszler is possibly injured right now. So this was all for fucking nothing. This match was for nothing.
Well, no, it wasn't. It was to make sure that Ronda Rousey was on the card and to give her another WrestleMania victory. That
and
was the purpose of it. And a paycheck
for nothing.
Seven other women.
Yeah. Not for nothing. That's exactly what it was. It was time filler, and it was to, you know, cut them a paycheck for their hard work throughout the
and
year.
I bet you that's why Maryse wasn't there. Because they either had to pay eight women or six women and two woofers or Maryse. And they figured they'd get more mileage out of a cheap pair of sneakers.
I mean, that makes sense to me right there, Tone. Because, it just does. It just does. They cut corners this year, you know. It was well documented that they cut a lot of corners this year. And, in fact, in this match, they cut corners. I want to say some of the women didn't even get an entrance. Christian, was it this match or was it the match? No, it was this match. They announced maybe two teams, and the other two teams were already in the ring. So those are the corners they were cutting. They cut two of them right there. Gunther, whatever the hell. Gunther? Champion.
Yeah.
And he's the... the Intercontinental Champion, if you will. If you will! Defeated Shamey and Drew McIntyre by pinfall in a triple threat match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. And this match lasted 16 minutes and 40 seconds. And guys, this match was fucking, man, these guys beat the fuck out of each other for my entertainment.
Hell yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed this match just because they beat the fuck out of each other. I didn't give a shit who won this match. It's like, no, I take that back. I did not want fucking Drew McIntyre winning this fucking match. I would have been way okay if Sheamus would have won, and I was flabbergasted that Gunther won. But Drew McIntyre, I would have been fucking disgusted if he fucking won this match, and luckily he did not win the match. Gunther retained. Christian from Philly, your thoughts on this match, my friend?
I thought this was match of the night. I thought this was a great pay-per-view match. It was a worthy WrestleMania, although I would have liked Sheamus to have his WrestleMania moment because he's never won the IC title in his whole career. But I'm okay with Gunther retaining. So this was match of the night, in my opinion. This was great.
Sweet. Sweet. Yeah, I thought it was a very hard-hitting match. They beat the shit out of them. I was thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly entertained. Katie, your thoughts on the triple threat?
Why would winning the Intercontinental Championship be his WrestleMania moment? He won the World Heavyweight Championship. in 6 seconds. What, 10 years ago?
Because
that was a WrestleMania
against
moment.
Against Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's because it's the only title he's never won in his whole career.
Big fucking whoop.
Yeah, thank you, Tony.
And don't get me wrong, I would have liked to have seen old Shaney win the match. I would maybe even preferred it over Gunther, but not because he hasn't won
Gunther,
so long or anything
Gunther
like that.
Gunther needs to hold on to
Shaney.
That belt.
But yes,
he needs to hold on to that belt for 10 fucking years, let me tell you.
Yes.
That man, no one has taken him down in a real shoot. No one should take him down in the WWE.
And unfortunately, I agree with KV for this simple fact, okay? Now, I don't know much about anybody in this match, nor do I really care. But what I do know is Gunther has been the champion for a while, and they're not going to have him lose. This is Booking 101. They're not going to have him lose in a triple threat where it's just he's an afterthought or somebody else pins somebody else. A title reign like his will be nurtured until it is a one-on-one match where somebody – where it's showcased enough where he – because they're not going to let him lose that title in a filler match on the fourth on the card and the second night, not the main event. If he's going to lose it, it's going to be a main event or a curtain jerk. And that's only because, like KB said, he had it for a long time and he should have it for a while and he should be beat clean one-on-one because that's the style that this guy is. And that's my thought.
Yep, exactly.
I concur. I definitely concur. Moving on, Bianca Belair, champion, defeated Asuka by pinfall in a singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship in a match that lasted 16 minutes and 5 seconds. Christian from Philly, your thoughts on this match, and did the right person win, in your opinion?
No, absolutely fucking not. I didn't care for this fucking match. This match's build has been fucking awful. Asuka's fucking buried. They introduced this new character for Asuka in the Royal Rumble, and the build of her has been her dancing like a clown, spitting colored goo out of her mouth, and for her to lose at WrestleMania, the wrong person won. Like, Bianca's been the champion for a fucking year now. No, this was not the right fucking winner. I'm sorry. This was shit. The match was decent, but I just didn't care.
It was deemed a classic? Is that what you said? This match was deemed a classic? Is that the word going around?
No, it wasn't deemed a classic.
Oh, okay. I heard wrong then. Listen, so Katie, what were your thoughts on this match with the women? Did you like it? Are you repulsed by Asuka and her new character acting like a fucking clown?
No, I love Asuka's new character. So this is my thing. I thought that it was a great match. It was two amazing competitors. The one thing is that it was the right decision, but the wrong opponent. So it's like Christian said, like, you have Asuka, you're building up this new persona, and you're going to just feed her to Bianca Belair just so she can become champion for a calendar year. So I understand that they're in this mindset where they want their champions to have really long, hard reigns, and I love that. Instead of, you know, the hot potato belt shit that they've been doing the last 20-plus years.
Oh, man, that was awful.
So Bianca winning on night two, I think, was the right choice. I just think it was against the wrong opponent. But you also have to consider, if not Asuka, then who else? Because all their other top women were already in matches.
Indeed.
So Asuka always being just on the cusp of being a top competitor versus always being, what's that analogy where it's like, whenever you want to prove that someone is really strong, you you feed them one person because that one person is always perceived as the best, but they're always losing. It's I think it's called Colossus Syndrome, like the X-Men Colossus, where he's always shown that he's like the strongest X-Men and like he's unbeatable. But then to show how strong the villain is, Colossus is the first guy to be taken out. So that's kind of what Asuka is. You know, they're like, oh, Asuka's the best. Asuka's the best. But then
see, jobber to the
show...
stars. Jobber to the stars. That's what you're looking for. That's the.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that. Perfect. So, yeah, you know, Asuka, for Bianca to have that solidified one-year reign, she had to be fed Asuka. But at this point, you know,
or somebody
Asuka
of credibility, of the same credibility.
Yeah.
I get it. And who
exactly.
else?
Exactly.
They could have.
Yeah.
You could have peeled one of those eight women off, though. Put Asuka in there. Listen, I don't know anything about this, but honestly, like, you know, poor Asuka. Like, this girl.
Exactly.
Like, they should just let her go or something, like, because she
yep.
had. But again, she's like Braun Strowman, where she's just now somebody to beat, somebody to show how big, great you are at beating them. And she's never going to be anything. You know, maybe eventually. But I don't think so. And now, again, UFC is coming in, so the women from UFC are going to come in now. I don't know.
That's all interesting. And I'm definitely interested in to see what's going to happen with UFC and WWE merging. My thoughts on this match, you know, Asuka has definitely become the Bray Wyatt, the female Bray Wyatt, the jobber to the stars for, you know, the women. And I think, you know, yeah, somebody else needs to beat Bianca Belair, somebody that's up and coming. And she has to hold on to that title for a bit longer and then turn heel. And she has to turn heel at some point. And,
she's going to unify the belt against Rhea.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's actually exactly what's going to happen. And hopefully Rhea wins. That's definitely going to happen. I think they'll be setting it up for – I mean, they already were teasing it, I think, Monday. I think I saw a little bit of that.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, so they're already teasing that. So that's definitely what's going to happen. And we'll see how it develops, of course, moving forward. So let's move on to the next match. But I'm not at my computer right now, so I don't know what the fuck it was because, you know, that's how we do things here. But
we just had a woman's title, so that was either the bathroom break or the next one is a bathroom break. So I would assume it's a piece of shit match that has no purpose.
It was
is
Snoop
this the
Dog.
Shane McMahon one?
It was Snoop Dogg defeating the Miz.
Oh,
so you're right; it was a piece of shit.
Oh my god!
In a singles match that lasted 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And I want to say this is the part where Shane O'Mac came out and something horrific happened, but I was taking a piss and I missed it all. Christian, tell us exactly what happened.
All right, everybody. Miz got upset with Snoop Dogg because Snoop Dogg made the match official with Pat McAfee on night one. So what happens is Snoop Dogg introduces another person to challenge the Miz, night two. And in comes the guy who sabotaged the Royal Rumble in 2022, because he was writing it at the time, gave people a lot of shit backstage. And the guy who got fired by his own father, Shane O'Mac, he comes back. He misses the crowd. But let me tell you something right now. Before when he got to the ring, already he was out of breath. He was just walking, people. He was walking, and already he was blown up. He was out of breath. That's a bad sign already. So he thanks the crowd, and then Snoop Dogg makes the match official. I shit you fucking not. Not even 60 fucking seconds. Shane does horrible fucking punches in the fucking corner. Then he fucking pulls the Miz, fucking, pushes him, like pulls him as an Irish whip. You know those basic things where the wrestlers go up and down, like the wrestlers go down and they dash back and forth, and one of them jumps up in the air? I see you fucking.
I'm astounded by your wrestling knowledge, Christian.
I know. This is the
your
most
knowledge of
this is the most basic fucking shit ever. He jumps over the Miz. Not that high, by the
leapfrog.
It wasn't even that. It was a leapfrog. There you go. It wasn't even that high of a fucking. It wasn't even that high of a fucking leapfrog. And the man tore his fucking ACL when he jumped and landed.
It happens.
And he fell on the fucking floor. And the Miz is just dancing around like an idiot. He has to stall for time. It's awful. So what happens, the match is stopped. Snoop Dogg comes into the ring, knocks out The Miz with a punch. Then he checks on Shane, and then he knocks out The Miz again with a punch. And then Snoop Dogg beats The Miz in what has to be the worst fucking WrestleMania match in fucking history. Because they had Shane McMahon.
Incorrect.
It was horrible. No, this was the worst fucking match.
Man, you are so miserable.
Horrible.
Have fun.
This wasn't fun. Well, what's fun of a man breaking his ACL? This was not fucking fun.
It was hilarious to watch Snoop Dogg drop
the
people's elbow.
Anything
no, I'm not
can happen
about,
on live TV.
No,
that's a,
no, I'm not
and that's one of my moves too.
Moment.
Like I can't believe The Miz stole one of my finishers because you know the people's elbow is a Hollywood Tony P original. So, well, how do you think I won the United World Championship?
No, I'm not talking about Snoop Dogg.
It was
I'm not
with a people's
Dogg
elbow
that makes this the worst.
I know.
I'm not talking about
the president's elbow. Can I say something about Shane McMahon? Can I? He
of course.
Should be, he's a terrible son. He should be ashamed of himself. He should brush his teeth and put on his pajamas or I'm going to beat him in the middle of the fucking ring.
Yes.
He should be ashamed
and
of
I'm
himself.
And I'm all about it. I want to see it. He, you're going to give him the beating his daddy should have gave him.
Well, if Snoop Dogg came in the ring and did that shit to The Miz, and that was what was the plan was, so it's a fraud, and I'm Booker, you know, so we've all been head Booker at one point or another, and let me tell you flat out, if you are coming in and you can't wrestle, Shane got an entrance, he got applause, he got his theme song played, he got to go in the ring, he got to do a move, he got to be showcased, he's still being talked about. He got to
and
he
got his fucking MCL tour.
And all he had to do was do a jumpy thing in the air where he lands and jumps and things. That's all he had to do. And he got his payday. He got his credit. And that's how you do it. You don't have to wrestle a lick. And he still had his WrestleMania moment. Congratulations.
And I fucking missed it all. I was taking a
you were taking that shit.
Yeah, I read about it like 3 or 4 days later. I was like, shit, wait a minute. He got – Shane McMahon was there and he got hurt? I didn't know a thing about it. I had to go back and watch the fucking clip. I'm like, what the hell? So, yeah, that's indeed what happened there. In a singles match, it all transpired in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And it was over just like that. And much like Edge's career, but yet he's still hanging around. In a Hell in a Cell match versus the Demon, Finn Balor. In a match where Edge defeated the Demon. In a Hell in a Cell match, no less, that lasted 18 minutes and 10 seconds. And I got to say, guys, I was expecting the smaller cell, the Hell in a Cell that just, you know, goes to the ring, to the skirt of the ring, to the apron, I'm sorry, and that's it, not the one that sits out on the floor and covers the whole steps and gives them, you know, some leeway outside of the ring. I was expecting the smaller Hell in a Cell. We got the bigger one. I was actually surprised and happy about it because that means that they get to, you know, get shit out of the from under the ring and get shit, you know, use the stairs and whatnot as weapons, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, it was a good match. They beat the shit out of Finn Balor. Got the shit beat out of him. He was bleeding the whole match. I couldn't tell from where because of all the dark paint and dark hair and dark beard and shit. But he was fucking bleeding like a stuck pig out there. And the match still went 18 minutes and 10 seconds, and it was a decent match. Christian, for Philly, your thoughts on Edge defeating Finn Balor? It was a decent match where I have to say the wrong guy won. However, Edge really needed this victory if he is to stick around. Christian, do you agree or disagree with that? And what are your thoughts?
I thought the match was decent. The one thing that pissed me off the most, and I know he had a big gash on his fucking head at that ladder spot, but fuck me. This is a Hell in a Cell match. Why are we stopping the fucking match in the middle of the fucking match in a Hell in a Cell? Who the fuck does that shit? Hell in a Cell matches are supposed to be for bleeding and all that fucking shit. You stopping a Hell in a Cell match in the middle of the match takes away all the fucking momentum off the fucking match. The match was
right.
Still good, but fuck me, that sucked. That fucking sucked.
And fuck you, he should have died. Fuck you.
Yeah.
He should have let Finn Balor
did you see
bleed the fuck out
head?
On the mat and then let him fucking die in the ring.
Yeah.
Smash his fucking bloody carcass. Yes. I agree. Hey, I want to go next.
Did you see
for KB?
Yeah.
I want to go next, and I want to say this, okay? At first, I thought, okay, Edge shouldn't win because he's an old guy and he's burying Finn Balor. But then I found out that Finn won the match before it, the last man standing or whatever. So
it was
somebody
an I quit
booked
match.
This. Yeah, well, I quit. Okay, whatever. Somebody booked this wrong because I would have had the Edge do win that other one and then Finn win this one in the cell as the demon and have that victory and maybe settle it somewhere else because everybody
yep.
says, oh, Edge is going to retire, but he won and people usually retire on their backs. So I don't know about that. And I don't know if Edge needs to be just winning feuds with young guys, even though I understand why, because booking said so. But that means the program was booked wrong to begin with. That's my thought.
Indeed it was. And I got to say, I got to jump in before Katie goes. You know what it is, right? It was a bunch of fucking horse shit again with this fucking Edge winning this match. It was a bunch of fucking horse shit. Katie, your thoughts on, was it? Do you agree that it was horse shit? I mean, we do have, you know, Pimlico and the whole horse racing thing going on. Was that enough horse shit for you on this match?
You know, I'm going to be honest, the result of the match, I really couldn't less of a shit about. Either way, you know, Finn wins, Edge wins, they're going to wrestle again. It doesn't matter. I was pissed off that I had convinced myself that Christian was going to come back in that entrance. But no, as for the match itself, I'm going to be honest, it's like what Christian said, it was decent for me. You know, when I saw the big sell, I was very excited, thinking that they were going to be able to do some cool things. And it was not a red sell, so it wasn't gimmicky at first. And then they took out those chairs and those kendo sticks, and everything was red or blue. And it really took me out of the whole thing. But despite the fact that Finn had a 25-inch cut in his head that they had to numb him and staple him mid-match, I was a little down by it. It wasn't as it felt kind of slow to me. It wasn't too high-paced, you know? But when I watch Hell in a Cell, man, I still want Mick Foley and Undertaker or Triple H and Shawn Michaels, you know, that kind of shit. That is Hell in a Cell. Not what we've been getting in the past 15 years of this hoo-ha bullshit with these padded mats and these participation trophies.
Answer me this. Why didn't this match open this night? Was Brock because if I was booking
the
night
of
WrestleMania, I would have put this match in the beginning. That way it wasn't right before the Universal Championship matches. People are already fatigued by this moment, right? They're so fatigued. And then after this match, they're going to, you know, it's the longest time. I would have put it at the beginning and put Brock either here or switched it around. I don't know. That's just my thought. But.
Yeah. This match was booked wrong from the beginning, is what you said. And I mean, I'm going to concur with you on that because that is exactly Matt. And it was the timing was off on this match. Everything was fucking wrong in this match. And to touch on the other point that you made, fucking the Demon Finn Balor should have fucking died in that fucking ring, and they should have carried his fucking ass out in a goddamn body bag.
I will say, though, I thought for a moment that they were going to give us a no contest like they did with Seth and Bray Wyatt, like, all those years ago. I thought that's what they were going to do when Finn was down. I'm glad they didn't.
I think that the whole thing with them coming out to, you know, stop the match was, you know, after what happened on the football field this last season with that kid from Buffalo, you know,
but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Minister. Were you, I'm assuming you watched it live as it happened, when they were carrying Mick Foley out on a stretcher at, what was it, Bad Blood, was it? No, that was Michaels. Whatever pay-per-view it was, when they were carrying Mick Foley out. Yeah, thank you. Were you saying, oh, man, they're fucking ending this match early in a no contest. They're fucking disrupting this flow. And then Mick Foley comes right back out. So then what didn't you like about Finn Balor has the match getting stopped?
Well, I mean, it's not that I'm saying that I didn't like it. I'm just saying that I understand why they did it because, you know, the whole thing with the kid from Buffalo who, you know, died on the field and they had to revive him during that football game and shit. So people are concerned for the actual safety of these people. And I know I said what I said earlier, but, you know, that was all in – you know, we're doing a comedy show here, so I said it to be, you know, humorous and whatnot. But obviously, you know, he shouldn't have fucking died in the ring, and, you know, he required some fucking stapling, and it's not like they were going to fucking staple him while they're, you know, while he's jumping on people.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they had to take a little time out for this, and ultimately, the whole match, you know, changed after that because he had fucking, 200 staples in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was not Edge's last match. I'm going to go on record saying that.
Definitely
no
not.
Way. Sorry. It was not a retirement match. They go out on their back. Somebody said, but what about The Undertaker? And I said, he went out on fucking television. So that doesn't count.
Yeah, Edge.
Next.
Edge himself is saying he wants to retire in Toronto, so he's going to retire in Canada. So,
yeah,
if you are a wrestler and you don't retire on your back, you're a fucking cunt, and you don't deserve to be in the business. It's the only way to go out. Everybody does it. Ric Flair has done it 10 times.
Except for Trish Stratus. That's why she keeps fucking hanging around, the cunt.
She's always on her back.
She hasn't actually retired.
Right. She's on her
Roman
back every
Reigns.
Single day.
Time for the main event.
Roman Reigns champion with Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa defeated Cody Rhodes by pinfall in a singles match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. In a match that, you know, lasted 34 minutes and 35 seconds.
All right.
I thought this was a great match. Roman Reigns has proven to be the best wrestler ever. And I'm just saying what Katie's going to say.
Damn right.
But I thought it was a good match. The whole thing, I really thought that Cody Rhodes was going to win. And I got to say, man, I was just fucking thrilled. I was fucking tickled fucking pink. I mean, if I would have had a fucking feather up my ass, I would have just, I don't know what I would have done. I mean, it was fucking, it was a joyous occasion, man, to Cody. I was threatening to stop watching, and I fucking meant it, too. I would have stopped watching this shit if Cody Rhodes would have won. I can't stand it.
Oh, I was euphoric.
Tell me about it.
I feel like I just had
sex.
Is that it, King?
Yeah, that was it.
He feels like he has sex. Listen,
Christian,
I would have...
from Philly.
Why does
Your
he always get to go
Christian.
First? I want to go first.
All right, Tony, you go first.
And get it right, I am the United World Champion.
Oh.
Okay, not the UWA World Heavyweight Champion. I am the United World Champion, and it fits nicely around my waist. Second, I am at 220 days with this title. I will beat you, Roman. Third, again, as I said earlier, Vince McMahon is back. The first time I heard that, I'm like, okay, now Roman Reigns is guaranteed to win. Nope, okay, Cody's going to win. Oh, Cody has this new title. Bullshit. If you've ever been paying attention to wrestling, you know that Cody wasn't going to win. However, what
yep.
I would have done is I would have had him win, right? And then Brock Lesnar the next night would have attacked Cody because he can't go after Roman. And then you have an either a triple threat or a number one contender between Roman and Brock, funny enough, for Cody. And every time you have Cody beating, almost like beating the shit beat out of him, but still winning. Winning, proving that
no.
he is resilient, proving that he can win, beating. Instead of now, he's got to prove that he's resilient and prove that he can win from underneath where nobody cares. It's going to take a year. He's going to be nothing.
Let me tell you something, Tony. Let me tell you something. What does Cody have to do now that he lost to Roman?
He has to waste
their
time.
He has to go through.
No. Yes.
He has to go through. Hard times.
Yes.
He is invoking his father's legacy right now.
Yes.
WrestleMania was not his time to win. When he's going to win, he's not going to win off of a two-month Royal Rumble victory feud, you know?
No.
Roman has to beat Bruno Sammartino's record, become the longest reigning world champion in history. And then when that's done, Cody will be done with his hard times. It will now be good times, and then he can beat Roman.
Are you saying 17,000
days?
Roman. Are you talking about the 7-year reign? You think that Roman is going to have a 7-year
Yeah, I am. Roman Reigns.
I mean, Roman's halfway there.
Is going, yeah, Roman Reigns is going to cross that finish line. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. At the press conference, when Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman sat down, they said they were only in the third inning. He's almost at 1,000 days in only the third inning? Roman is the greatest champion that the WWE has ever seen. Nobody is going to beat this man.
Excuse me while I vomit.
Oh, you have no class.
That's my turn.
No class. The point is yes, I agree that the Roman was never going to lose. However, I would say that if you want somebody to beat him, you either bring a UFC champion guy like Conor McGregor, take it, or you bring Dean Ambrose in, or you do like KV and just have him hold. See, and the cool part is you can have him lose one of the titles and still hold that SmackDown title forever. He never has to let it go. And he can try.
No,
try,
he has to keep both titles.
Both?
He has to.
Why?
Because he's the greatest champion in history.
At this point,
everyone needs to accept.
I am a CEO. I beat the world. I beat the odds. And I chiseled out of stone Hollywood Tony Polly because I said so.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United
Are you finished?
Heavyweight Champion, the Dragon, Hollywood Tony P.
And you still couldn't even get it right,
Philly.
Minister.
All right.
Christian from Philly, your thoughts on Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa defeating Cody Rhodes by pinfall to retain the undisputed Universal Championship? Was it all for nothing?
Let me explain, because a lot of people on Twitter was fucking going ape shit the moment Cody lost, all right? And I bet you
nice.
Sent to one right now. A lot of Cody fans are listening here. All right. Let me explain why he lost, okay? And this is the fucking reality, all right? You could take – don't bring up his injury. That's not a good fucking excuse, okay?
No one was bringing that up to begin with.
I know, I'm saying the Cody fans. I'm saying the Cody fans. Because they're going to do that. He came back. First of all, they made it obvious that he was coming back at the Royal Rumble. Now, if Cody would have won the Royal Rumble at least one or number 15, then there was no complaints. No, this motherfucker won a number 30, an unearned spot, and outlasted six people in the Royal Rumble. He did barely...
You know what it was, right? It was all a bunch of horseshit, that Royal Rumble.
What?
It was horseshit, bro. That fucking Royal Rumble was nothing but a fucking hot fucking pile of horseshit.
It was horrible. All right. So in a span of 6 weeks, he had 6 weeks, right? He was not the fucking hottest story. I want you to understand this. He was not the fucking talk of the town. You know who was the talk of the town? Yes, it was Sami Zayn in the Bloodline. Do you know why? Because he had a 12-month storyline that was going on for 12 months, and it was the most important and over storyline compared to Cody for 6 weeks. There was no way in fuck WWE was going to convince people in six fucking weeks that this man should win the fucking world title. Fucking
exactly.
Way. During 6 fucking weeks, this man spent...
So why the fuck did everybody think he was going to win? We've all told everybody out there, if you're listening, who are these fucking marks? We all knew that Roman was going to win. I don't think there's anybody. and just like you, Christian, saying exactly what you said, he just came back and won the Royal Rumble, thrown in. To no reason, no story. Now he's got to build himself up, like KB said. I said it's, like, stupid because 1,000 is coming up at a pay-per-view very soon. Like, seriously, there were so many people. Cody's going to win. Cody's going to win. Cody's going to win. What a bunch of fucking moronic simpletons, right, Minister?
Exactly.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why they all thought he was going to win. First of all, the man basically feuded with fucking Paul Heyman the majority of the fucking time. He wasn't barely talking to Roman. And every time he was talking to Roman, he talked to Roman three fucking times. And all three times, Roman buried him on the segments. And guess what? Another thing, he didn't struggle. Not a single time did the Bloodline, not the Usos, not even Solo Sikoa, jumped him during 6 weeks. Cody's done nothing but talk. And then he started getting involved in a storyline that wasn't even about him in the first place with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. He started leeching into that fucking storyline because they knew that Sami was more popular than him.
Yep.
I remain a fucking dolt sitting here thinking that fucking Cody was going to win, but I was thinking it was for different reasons. I certainly didn't want that motherfucker to win. I'm telling you right now. I was threatening him. I was going to stop watching if he won. But I was convinced he was going to win because you know how sometimes they serve the fucking people? I was thinking fucking Daniel Bryan all over with this shit.
Weren't you the last Ted Booker of the IWC?
Fucking Daniel Bryan,
you know better,
man. Fuck these motherfuckers.
And now they're trying to create adversity for Cody, but they're doing it the fucking wrong way by having involved Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar and Cody have no fucking history with each other. They've never interacted with each other at all once.
I don't believe that Cody could beat Brock. I do not believe that at all. I don't believe it. I guarantee you, by SummerSlam or WrestleMania, nobody's going to give a shit about Cody Rhodes anymore. And it's going to be some other fucking talk of the town.
Unfortunately, he is, because guess what's going to happen? Brock's going to beat the shit out of him in the majority of the fucking match. He's going to hit a lot of suplexes, maybe two F5s. And then all Cody's going to do is a Cody cutter and three fucking crossroads, and that's it. That's the whole match at Backlash. And he's going to win out of that.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to piss me off, because... This is the whole John Cena storyline all over again. This is the same storyline. Think about it. This is back-to-back. John Cena loses The Rock at WrestleMania. John Cena looks disheveled in satin. Then the next night, Brock Lesnar, F5 John Cena. It's the same thing, dude. Look at that.
I'm getting fucking sick with this shit.
He's being treated like John Cena. He's like the ultimate Boy Scout already. He's like the ultimate good guy.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it worked the last time, they're hope gonna work.
It didn't work the last time.
But it doesn't.
Is Cody fucking Rhodes, bro? Come on.
But there's a fundamental difference between Cody and Cena. Cena wasn't building himself back up to beat anyone. Cody has to build himself back up to beat Roman.
I'll tell you what Cody needs to do. He needs to get his ass in the fucking, in the doctor's office and have a fucking procedure and get that goddamn tick off his fucking eye. And while he's at it, he can remove that fucking ridiculous tattoo off his neck.
Who,
that's
Brock
his brand, Lesnar? Brother. Cody Runnels.
Well, he could also do with a little bit of some calf work and leg day. Jesus, fuck. Listen, I'm 5'11", 6'3", in lifts, but he's a fucking vanilla midget that I can't even imagine. And I do not think he could beat Brock. It's just because it's in his contract. So
now let me ask you guys.
Whatever.
What?
No, I was just going to say, the live portion of the show is coming to a close, so we could stay on for as long as you want. But just for the people out there who are listening, the six of you. You can tune back in and archive if we continue to go forward.
All
right, let's give our final reviews of WrestleMania since we're here.
I mean, I'll go ahead and start on this one. I thought it was a way better pay-per-view than I expected. And how the fuck they do this, I have no idea. But they get me involved in this. And this year, I missed a lot of the build because I'm just so sick of it. I feel like you can watch the pay-per-view and learn everything you need to know about the feuds just by watching the pay-per-view, because they're going to show you the clips before the fucking matches. And so, you know, I'm good with that. I don't need to watch the fucking shows anymore at all. And I really don't have interest in it. I've done it, you know, this week I did it, and I did it in the week or two leading up to WrestleMania, but that's it. This is my break from fucking wrestling. I will continue to watch the pay-per-views. My rating on this, you know, WrestleMania, I'm going to give it a solid 8. I was thoroughly entertained. I was more entertained than I was disappointed. You know, and I already said I was disappointed the most in the match between Bayley and them. I thought that was a real dog shit of a match. And, you know, it had more good moments than bad moments. So, yeah, solid 8, baby. Next?
Well, who's next?
I'll say my list. I'm going to give this WrestleMania a 6 out of 10, mainly because of night one. Night one was fucking great. Night two was a fucking disaster, except for the triple threat match. And I guess the Hell in the Cell and the main event, night two was a fucking disgrace. 6 out of 10 for me.
6 out of 10. Let's go to Katie. What were your thoughts on your rating?
I think that this WrestleMania was the perfect example of why it needs to go back to one night. Because if you trim the fat off of these two nights and put it into one card, this would have been one of the most entertaining WrestleManias maybe of all time. I think the highs were extremely great. The lows is why they need to be trimmed. But I would give it like a 7.5. I think it was – if I had to recommend a modern WrestleMania, it would definitely be this one.
7.5 from the great Peter Cady. Right on. Hollywood. The Dragon.
I was going to – I kind of agree with KV because nowadays it's about cramming as many people onto a card as possible, as many matches as possible. And I'm under the mindset because I run my league, the fewer the better. It's the quality, not the quantity. It's the story,
exactly.
not – so trying to cram as much bullshit in as you can, also trying to cut corners while you're trying to sell a company, and also – setting a show up where for most of us it was pretty fucking obvious what was going to happen, and then setting up a Raw, which, on God's name, the first thing he said, I beat the greatest champion of all time, and then he goes into a match with somebody. You think he's going to lose that match after he just beat the greatest wrestler in the history of time at WrestleMania, and then he's going in the ring with Elias? Do you think Elias is going to win? Are we going to suspend our disbelief and think, hey, maybe Elias will pull out a victory against the guy who beat the greatest champion in the history of time, right? Or almost loses at fucking WrestleMania. So you think he's going to lose the next night? Bullshit. It's Vince McMahon, and WrestleMania fucking spoiled all of Raw. And again, if you watched Raw and you did not know any of who was going to win, then you're a dumb idiot. Every match you should have said, oh, this guy's going to win, this guy's going to win, this guy. Why? Because he just won at WrestleMania, and he's not going to lose on Monday. He just lost at WrestleMania. He's got to win on Monday. WrestleMania, 6.5 out of 10, because I didn't watch it, and I don't care. But it really did. Whoever wrote Raw was not thinking, and it spoiled the fuck out of it. And that's my opinion.
And there you go, the dragon. Hollywood Tony P. Yes, Christian.
You want to talk about the Raw after Mania, or?
We do. And so we are officially, off the air now. We're in the archive portion of the show. And, of course, anything can happen here, as anything can happen on the show, really. But. WrestleMania was, I found it, interesting, or entertaining, that is, I gave my rating already, so I just said shut the fuck up about it. We can move on to Raw. I watched part of Raw, not much, but, what I watched was, Yeah, well, we're not going to talk about all of it, bro.
I'll give you a quick rundown of it.
The highlights, yes, please.
There were none.
This Raw after Mania was a complete fucking dog shit show. Okay, everybody? First of all, the USA Network hyped this show as anything could happen. Well, guess what? That was false advertisement. Nothing fucking happened. Except for, like, one surprise. By the way, they teased, they hyped up, like, there was going to be surprises. There was going to be, like, returns, call-ups, debuts. None of that shit happened. There was only one return. We'll get to that when we get there. The first highlight is the opening segment, right, where Triple H basically lied on national fucking television saying that everything's going to be okay. We're going to be here forever. We're never going anywhere. That's a bold-faced fucking lie. Vince McMahon's in fucking charge, and he fucking lied to you. Fucking lied to the locker room. He lied to the talent. He lied to the staff. Triple H is a fucking liar. Don't trust anything this man fucking says. He's a puppet now. He's the fall guy.
All right. And then?
Yeah. And then the Roman Reigns-Cody Rhodes segment happened. Basically, Cody proposed a tag match. It was like a WrestleMania caliber tag match. It was Solo and Roman versus Cody and Brock Lesnar. I knew from the fucking moment that Brock was starting to hug Cody, I knew he was going to fucking F5 him in that main event. I knew he was going to fucking turn on this fucker.
So let me ask you, was there any feelings of maybe Brock Lesnar is still in quote-unquote cahoots with Paul Heyman? They didn't plant any of those seeds or anything like that.
No, it had nothing to do with Paul Heyman. No.
Interesting.
Did you watch that segment? Because I missed that segment. But I just want to ask you guys, did you guys happen to watch SmackDown tonight?
I watched maybe the last 40 minutes or 50 minutes of it. Maybe.
So, when in the beginning, when they were recapping what happened on Monday between Brock and Cody, Wade Barrett said that he had heard that the reason Brock turned on Cody was because Brock was pissed off that he had to open WrestleMania and Cody got to main event the show. He felt that in his career,
nice.
Brock should not be opening WrestleMania, and he should always be closing it. So that's why he took it out on Cody.
And that's why the Hell in a Cell match wouldn't have been first, because Brock was like, I'm not going to go before Cody. He was like, this is the only way. That's what happened. Because I would have put a better match. I'm sorry, Brock versus Omos as your opening match. Too slow. I don't know.
Okay. I'll tell you this, that explanation's fucking garbage, because I'll tell you this. Brock has a mentality of either I'm going last or I'm going fucking first. He didn't complain when he went first at WrestleMania 35.
See, now you're pulling back the curtain there. You're going, okay, this is how Brock really feels. Yeah, of course Brock wants to go on first. He wants to get in, get out, go home, and see his sexy hot wife stable. But when you're, you know, when you're watching in the vision of the WWE, Brock, who's a main eventer, who is this powerhouse, who's one of the most decorated champions of all time. He's a WWE champion, World Heavyweight champion, Universal champion, UFC champion. This guy has accolades. He ended the fucking streak. And he's going to open a WrestleMania night two in the first match, and then he's going to see this little scrawny twink guy, Cody Rhodes, come walking into to WWE, talk about, oh, I have a dream, and then get the main event. I understand why Brock is mad.
So Christian from Philly is saying that Cody Rhodes will beat Brock Lesnar at the next pay-per-view. Is that what you said, Christian?
Yes, he's going to beat him. He's going to be the valiant hero. He's going to be the ultimate underdog.
So I want to comment on that, because that's Vince McMahon booking. Christian laid down perfectly how the match would go with, you know, the suplexes, the F5s, you know, the three crossroads, the Cody Cutter, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That move for move, he laid that match out perfectly. But like I said, that's the Vince McMahon booking era. If this is still going to be the Triple H booking, again, we don't know. We don't know what capacity Vince is back in. We saw Monday night was very, very Vince influenced. But then if you watch SmackDown tonight, you could tell that was a Triple H show. So who knows really who's going to have the pencil, who's going to be behind production and all that. But I will say that if it's a Vince McMahon booking, Cody will win in the exact way that Christian said. But if it's a Triple H era, let's remember something. If you guys remember, if you guys were listening closely to when Cody lost, a fan screamed, Triple H doesn't forget. And let me tell you something. Triple H does not forget. He does not forgive. All right? He remembers the throne incident. He remembers the photo with Moxley, you know, flipping off the camera with Cody. And I think that Brock has a really good chance of demolishing Cody Rhodes at the pay-per-view. And just to make Cody have to go through even more hard times, just like Dusty Rhodes in the NWA.
Can I lay a secret?
I'm going to lay some information on all y'all, a little secret. So there's a guy, right, who, you know, he's on Facebook, Indie Wrestling, and he's all preaching about how, oh, you got to show respect to whatever, whatever. He comes into Colorado, and he just totally fucking treats me like an utter piece of garbage, not knowing who the hell I am. So funny enough, I do all the posters for a lot of shows here. So every single poster he's on, I choose the worst possible picture, I choose the blurriest possible picture, and I put him as small in the corner underneath. I make him look as bad as humanly possible. And he's like a champion, and I cut him out wrong. I always put him in the worst position, use the most terrible picture. And that's the point. No,
don't brother. You don't fuck with Hollywood Tony, brother. Oh, yeah.
That's not a joke, though. I will say he will never get a good picture out of me in anything that I do, because he's a fucking prick. But the point is that Triple H remembers. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Exactly.
Yes. Pepperidge Farm.
You don't smash Triple H's throne with his own weapon of choice, the sledgehammer, and think that Triple H is going to let bygones be bygones for business. No, Triple H plays the long game. He's all about the slow burn, building you up, knocking you down, all that stuff.
Yes.
And he's going to make Cody really fucking suffer before he lets him have the win.
He's gonna give him the 24/7 title, or he's gonna give him the U.S. title. It's one of those things. That's where he's gonna end up. Cody's gonna end up United States champion.
I mean,
I'll take that
over the World Heavyweight Championship any day for Cody. I can take him as United States champion, but the undisputed champion, that's a big pill for me to swallow, man. I can't handle that. It's going to make me vomit.
So, continuing on the Raw after Mania, Seth Rollins.
No, there's more.
There's more real quick. Seth Rollins was supposed to have a segment, but during commercial break, a bunch of camera guy on Twitter, by the way, this was on Twitter, showed video evidence of a cameraman or film crew telling him his segment got cut short. And basically when
the
commercial came on, he threw the mic because he was pissed. And he said nothing, and that was horrible. Then we had a female – now get this right. I want you to pay attention to this. We had a women's tag match to determine the number one contenders for the tag titles between Damage Control, who lost the six-woman tag, and Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, who also lost at that Fatal 4-Way tag. And for some reason, Liv and Raquel are the number one contenders. Both teams are losers, and they were fighting each other for an opportunity for a tag title. That's how you know Vince is booking this shit, because he doesn't give a fuck about continuity. That sucked. That was horrible.
Yeah.
All he cares about is them puppy dog eyes, baby. Liv Morgan.
And then we go to the main event of the – first of all, it's by the time the main event happens, it's fucking 10:50. You know something, the match, there's no fucking match happening. It's 10:50 at night.
Yep.
So we got Roman Reigns' entrance happening. So you got fooled. They hyped for the whole 3 hours, they hyped up this WrestleMania caliber tag team main event match with Brock Lesnar and Cody versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa, which, by the way, the Usos were not with them. Roman didn't even interact with the fucking Usos. In fact, the Usos didn't even interact with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, who they lost titles to. So that sucked. So
teasing this whole thing with Jey Uso, though, turning on, you know, the bloodline and whatnot. So I think that's what that is.
Yeah. So,
that's
what
will happen. Jey will beat Roman. Jey will beat Roman, and then Cody can beat Jey. Cody won't beat Roman, but Jey will take it off of Roman, and then Cody can beat Jey. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the transition champion right there.
That would piss me off.
Exactly my thought, Tony.
I would hate that.
So Cody's and Brock's entrances happen. They do the introduction, and then Brock Lesnar, surprise, surprise, except it fucking wasn't, because I knew it when he was getting chummy, he F5's fucking Cody. Not once, not twice, but three times. Attacks him more outside of the fucking ring. You see how bored I'm sounding, because this was fucking predictable.
That makes Cody look really strong, too. I mean, beating the ever-living shit out of him makes him look so strong. Like, seriously, just punching the fuck and just laying his corpse out and just running him over 100 times. That makes me think he's invincible. And that he can come back.
Yeah, because that's
right.
Yeah, because that's not gonna make the people turn on him, making him the next John Cena, getting your ass kicked, and then cutting cookie cutter babyface promos. He's gonna talk about his dad probably in his promos again, because that's basically all he is now. He's not a guy who started a wrestling company. He's just the son of a plumber, and he's gonna talk more about his fucking dad. Brock's going to talk shit about his fucking dad. I would not be surprised he talks shit about his dad saying that he's dead or that he's in hell or some shit. I would not be fucking surprised. And, yeah, fuck this show and fuck this match. I don't give a fuck about this match. Neither should any of you. Don't give a fuck about this fucking match. This is a pointless fucking match. Win or lose, it doesn't fucking matter.
Okay, Christian, you know how Vince, was writing this show. We don't know about SmackDown, but you know, because the segment between Cody and Roman and that whole exchange about how then he gets a match and he wants a rematch and then Brock comes out and it's a tag match for later on, that's Vince. You could read that was Vince in a fucking nutshell. That was like, that's classic Vince. One, I knew it was going to happen. All of it. Oh, there's going to be a tag match later, and he's going to want his, but he has to earn it, and then blah, 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 blah. That's
how
you know it was Vince.
That whole thing.
Well, you know what it is, right? It's a bunch of fucking horseshit.
Yeah, that whole thing.
I'll never get tired of fucking saying it. It's a bunch of fucking horseshit.
You know what this whole sequence of events reminded me of? This whole sequence of events reminded me of a fucking WCW Monday Nitro shit. This felt like WCW Monday Nitro.
Which version of Nitro? What era?
2000.
Oh, my God. The worst. And
because
that's
what
we're at right now.
This would be what 2000's Nitro would do. They fucking hype up a fucking match, and then a swerve would fucking happen.
Yeah. And that's where we're at right now with this horse shit, a bunch of horse shit. What else happened? We had SmackDown tonight. I think, did we already talk about that?
No, we didn't talk about SmackDown.
SmackDown was a great show tonight. Complete night and day from Raw.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. Touch on it, if you will.
We had a great, decent six-person tag with Imperium and the Brawling Brutes. The Brawling Brutes win because it was fantastic. The Brawling Brutes had to win to get the heat back.
And how many of those people? Wait, hold on. How many of those people are going to be together after the draft? How many of these teams? Those two factions. They're going to get fucked, right?
I have no idea.
Just as it's getting good.
Right?
They pull the fucking rug out from under us.
I like the Rhea Ripley. I like the I like that. I'm beginning to like those things. And of course, rip the fucking rug out, right, Vince?
Yeah, just rip the fucking rug right out. Pull the Band-Aid off while you're at it.
So we had, I'm not gonna talk about the filler matches. The filler matches fucking suck. I'm not gonna waste my time with them. So we had the Ricochet versus Ivar. I'm not gonna waste my time.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
that
was trash.
And the women and that women's tag match. I'm not gonna fucking bother. So that.
Liv Morgan, the puppy dog guy. Gotta give her credit.
I thought that the women's tag match was a lot better than the Ricochet stinker match. I'll tell you that though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of crotch shot too. Just a little bit of crotch shot if you watch.
Although I will say the Ricochet match had one very funny moment when Ricochet tried to lift up Ivar with his shoulder and Michael Cole is screaming, "Oh my God, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?" And then Ricochet drops him because he's too heavy. Wade Barrett goes, "Yeah, he was kidding." Oh, I popped for that one.
Yes.
I popped that.
That was
good. Good comedy.
Yeah.
All right, so Triple H came out again. He told more lies. He told shit about WrestleMania bullshit. Who cares? Then he said the fucking draft. Yay, except wait a fucking minute. Why the fuck are we even having a draft? Roman is still fucking champion. Sammy and Kevin are the fucking champions. What are you going to do? You're going to split them up or you're going to split the fucking tag titles up? That would fucking
suck.
Let me tell you,
man. You know, because I have a life outside of wrestling. I was having a conversation during this Triple H thing. I did hear the word draft and shit, but is it like, I mean, is this something that they're teasing 2 months from now, or is it going to be like, you know, next week or the week after?
He said a few weeks from now. He never gave a fucking date of this. He never
It'll
said
probably
when
be Backlash.
No, probably after Backlash.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, again, we don't even know if he's going to be the one controlling the fucking draft. It could be fucking Vince, for all we know, that could be controlling the fucking draft.
Oh, my God.
At this point, I don't trust anything Triple H fucking says because he's a fucking fall guy. You think I trust anything this motherfucker says now? Fuck him.
Hollywood.
Fuck Triple H.
Hollywood. Hey, how will we know if it's Vince booking the draft as opposed to Triple H?
All right, how will you know if it's Vince? If there's anybody who gets drafted and then drafted again, that's Vince. Does the titles end up getting split from Roman half to half, that's Vince. All titles are on one show and one show has no titles, that's Vince. I don't know. There's so many ways that you could tell that it's, you know, a Vince McMahon thing. I just think that it's unnecessary and maybe one roster and one title and simplify. Get rid of, cut the fat, trim the fat, and, you know, pick up some of the young guys that are coming out of AEW, get rid of some of the old guys and, you know, push the young guys like Edge. Young guys like Edge need to win matches all the time against old veterans like Finn Balor. Young guys
Bring
like Edge Edge needs to be lifted and elevated, just like young guys like Brock Lesnar, who have never had a chance. They need to be elevated. You know, like charisma vacuums, like Roman Reigns needs to be elevated. I get it, but he's a fucking awful. I will keep the United World Championship just so that I have it longer than him. I will keep it for a decade. I'll be 130 on my grave. I'm your fucking champion, motherfucking man.
And that's very easy when you're booking the shows.
I earned every bit of this title.
Is that it for SmackDown, or do we have anything else, any other highlights that we need to?
I think that's it for everything,
One last thing. Jey Uso beats Sami Zayn by the help of Solo Sikoa, and then Matt Riddle came out to make the save. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Matt Riddle came back on Raw after Mania, and that return fucking blew because now he's having a match this coming Monday against the fucking Miz. And,
Are we expecting Randy Orton to appear here soon in this?
Not soon at all because he's nowhere near cleared at all. He had back fusion surgery, so he's not going to come back anytime soon. So, yeah.
What were we talking about right before Randy Orton? Oh, yeah, Riddle.
Matt Riddle.
So, was this Vince McMahon booking or was this Triple H booking where Riddle, who I read had been suspended for drug use, and keep in mind they do not test for marijuana in WWE, and I also read that he had been through an extensive rehab program. So was that booking from Triple H or Vince McMahon making him miss? He had been cleared prior to WrestleMania. However, he missed WrestleMania and appeared the night after. Is that Vince McMahon booking or is that Triple H booking?
I have no clue, but I'll tell you this much. If he gets another drug test violation, he's going to be fucking fired because Dana White is his boss again. And Dana White and Matt Riddle hate each other, so he's going to be fucked.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Didn't Sami Zayn just win the tag titles? Didn't Sami Zayn just win a title at WrestleMania? What's he doing losing?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that Sifa Fatu, I worked with him early on anyway, but I don't get it. That's just me. I don't understand. I would keep Sammy and Kevin looking strong. And where was Kevin Owens? Why didn't he save his friend?
He got backstage.
I guess you got to watch the show to have an opinion about it.
It was
that
a single
didn't stop
match
you for the whole
with.
Show. Why stop now?
Right.
Listen, no offense to Sami Zayn, okay? He's a great wrestler, but, man, he looks like a fucking bum. I'm sorry. He looks like a fucking homeless man.
I mean, would it hurt him to fucking hit the gym twice a week? I mean, God damn it, this guy.
I work out every day, twice a day. My muscles are strong. I am in a chisel. My fucking abs are like fucking steel. You know, and
yeah, Let me tell you something. The Minister of Sinister woke up this morning.
Midgets.
Not only did he piss excellence, but he also took a shit that was so clean, he didn't even have to wipe.
All the time. All right, let's end this. Let's do our closing because I got to... My son needs to go to fucking sleep because it's fucking late. I'm going to beat his ass in the middle of a ring.
So before we do the closeout, keep in mind that you must tune in to the World Generation Podcast Network, where you can listen to shows like UWA Today. The United Wrestling Alliance presents the UWA Today weekly episodes. And you can only check them out on the World Generation Podcast Network. Also, The Greatest Talk Show has been back. And if you haven't listened to The Greatest Talk Show, you got to listen to that. That's some good shit, man. Don't tell them I sent you, but give them a call, too. They like that shit. Greatest Talk Show.
You're really giving a good
picture
of the show, by the way.
Exclusively on the World Generation Podcast Network. Christian. It was great seeing you again, my brother. It's good talking wrestling with you, even if it is about this shit WWE. Close yourself out, my friends.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in on this weekend on Friday. I'll catch you on the fucking flip side. Peace.
Motherfuckers. Ladies and gentlemen, the Philly Nilly with the chili on the willy, Christian from Philly. Yeah, that's right. Peter Cady, my friend. Oh, my God, it's been great having you on the show. Enjoyed every minute of it. We've got to do this again sometime, man. Maybe WrestleMania next year, maybe SummerSlam. Who the fuck knows? There you go, SummerSlam. Let's try to do this again. It was a great time tonight.
Do you not do weekly shows anymore?
I mean, wrestling is at its all-time low for me right now, so no.
I don't blame you. It sucks,
bro.
Listen, if you want to commit, I'll commit if you commit. See, if you want to do shows, I'll commit. I won't watch WWE, but I'll have an opinion about it.
I was thinking about doing another podcast. I just started watching wrestling again. Very recently, like I always kept, you know, in up to date with it because I talk to Jamari every day. He's so up my ass about it. So I started tuning in again, and I was thinking maybe about doing another podcast, but putting it on TikTok to try to get more views on it.
Interaction, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a good way of growing brands now. It's ridiculous.
Are you saying Blog Talk Radio doesn't give us listens? What the fuck? No! Come on. I know for sure that UWA Today garners at least tens of listeners. I mean, it's just insane.
and I got to fucking foot the bill for this shit.
Yeah.
But if you guys wanted to do a
podcast again like the old days, I'd be down to talk about it. This was fun.
Hey,
okay, yeah.
Let's talk about it off the air.
For sure.
And my son's
so,
got to
go
to sleep before I punch him.
Yeah.
So, Katie, it's great having you, man. Close yourself out, my friend.
I don't really got much to say anymore. It was good talking to you guys again. I'm glad I tuned in. At first it was just going to be to fuck with you guys with One Man Band. But then I heard Tony talking shit with his revisionist shit about the three people who started Blog Talk. So I'm glad I came on. I'm glad I called.
Love it. Ladies and gentlemen.
I forgot, yes. Yes.
The one and only, the great Peter Cavey.
Don't forget, former IWC World Heavyweight Champion, former Legends Champion, real KV.
Yes, that's the one. The one and only. Former Legends Champion, former, what was it, IWC Heavyweight
World
Champion.
Heavyweight Champion, yes.
Yes, that's right. Peter Cavey.
Those were the days.
That was badass, man. They were the days.
All right, let me close myself out.
There were the days where you picked me up off the ground, brought me in, you polished me up real nice. We'll stop there, but there were some great times, man. It was because of you that I started doing this shit. And I got to say, man, thank you, my brother. It's fucking great having you on tonight again. I was very excited when you, got with me on this. And it's great to see it come to fruition.
Yeah,
it
was the highlight of my early 20s. I look back at them very fondly.
The Wolf Pack is still going, man. I still think about it sometimes. Like, you know, we took over Wrestling Inc. for a minute.
I think they sold it now.
No,
Rock's
still
there.
Sean is still. And what's his
Jesse still writes for them.
Vertebreaker, yeah.
Yeah, he still writes for them, and Raj still owns it. And now he's more well-known now than ever before in the world of wrestling journalism, not because of his prestige, and this is completely serious, but because of how drunk he gets on Twitter and starts cursing people out.
Well, and that's because
that's what his brand is now. It's so baffling as opposed to 10 years ago when we were on the website.
Oh, my God. I had no idea this was – Raj, really? Raj?
Yeah. Like,
oh, my God.
He still always have been eaten by a tiger. And that's
yes, indeed.
Raging Raj.
Oh, that was funny. Those were some good times, man.
Yeah.
You still have our fucking theme songs and shit, Tony?
I have the We Are Wrestling theme song.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We are wrestling.
I saved everything. KV saved everything.
It's just on my old laptop, yeah.
All right, I got to get going, so I'm going to close out by saying I'm down to do whatever show you want, but I am not watching WWE. I will have an opinion about it because I couldn't stay up. I couldn't stay bothered to care, and I don't really give a shit because it doesn't bother me. I have my own league to run. I am the champion, and there's no time for losers because I am the champion of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, World Champion Dragon Tony T, who is taking his belt off right now as we speak, and he's got some young boy's ass to go beat. Thank you for tuning in.
And he'll leave it at that.
I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and you can go to hell. Peace.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.